Another way to increase the rapidity of the effect of this is by watching your activity. We said exercise is great, but if you're going to set about taking off weight through exercise, forget it. How many mornings are you going to get up and do calisthenics? No matter how attractive the person is on the television set, you're just going to do this a number of times, and the enthusiasm by the fourth day wears out, and before you know it, you're back into the same old pattern. Exercise is wonderful. It's good for that sense of well-being, but as weight reduction, folks, we all know the truth of that one. It works so well, actually, that you may end up having a problem of being thin. That's what happened with me. This worked so well that pretty soon the appetite disappeared, the hunger disappeared, all these cycles of eating, indulgence, and then feeling guilty disappeared. And I noticed that I would forget to eat. Forgot to eat breakfast, forgot to eat lunch. I would get busy with the activities of the day and totally forget eating. Once in a while, it would come to you in the beginning, because it's a habit, that it's mealtime. And then what you do is you sit down and you let go resisting that the same as you did the sensations. And you'll notice that the idea that I must eat breakfast, I must eat lunch, I must eat dinner, these are cultural conditionings. They don't have any reality to them. It's just as easy to not eat all day. And I've actually gone days without eating and didn't even notice it. One time I went from Monday to Thursday. I was so busy with activities. And on Thursday I suddenly realized, I don't think I've eaten the last couple of days. And sure enough, I hadn't. Then the family began to complain that I was too thin. So then I had to consciously be aware that it's necessary to eat and sort of reprogram myself a little bit back into eating. It brings a great deal of happiness.